Okay, good morning everybody. We are continuing our limud of Sifta Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Vav. And we are up to Sif Gimel. So in this Siman, we are looking at various different situations of mistakes in brachas. Probably not so infrequent, a person made the wrong bracha in all different types of scenarios. So we continue to look at these different situations. So, the Kitzur tells us in Sif Gimel, Ta'o Ubirit al Hayayin for your free height. First makes a mistake, and on Yain, he makes the bracha very free height. Yes, it was done before he began. So, we know that obviously the general cloud which is guiding us in these halachas is any lotion, generally speaking, any lotion which is suitable, even though it might not be the lechachila lotion, but suitable and it makes sense, generally speaking, is good enough to be yotze b'dievet. So the Kitzur tells us over here, in Nidkar Miyad, if one remembers right away, Yoyim Asher Kidei Dibu Ber Priyagot. He says, Ber Priyagot, Ber Priyagot. That's what he should do. He should right away correct himself and say, Ber Priyagot. However, if that wasn't the case, in Nidkar Miyad, if it took him a second or two to kick in, until longer than the Shir of Asher Kidei Dibu, which we'll look at soon exactly how long that is, so it took him a little longer than that, so he can no longer correct himself halachically. The bracha he's got, it's the bracha of very pre-late. He hasn't got the opportunity to correct himself. Yotzah b'dievet, this bracha of very pre-late is good enough for the b'dievet. So on wine, because essentially in the end of the day, the wine does come from pre-late, so b'dievet, you are being yotzah. Let's just add one further Greek word of hesber to this stuff of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We haven't found on other occasions that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch makes this deny that ideally one should correct oneself because they didn't. For example, with very free hadama, which is valid for the eved on all types of fruits, including free height, for the eved one makes on an apple. Very free hadama, your yotze. You learned the halacha in the previous season, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch did not say that one should ideally correct oneself to the day before. He just told us about Priya Adama, but he had it on a free height in Rubinam. And he doesn't make a condition, remember to correct yourself to the day before if you can. Only over here, with the bracha of Ha'eit on Y, over here, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch reminds us if we can correct ourselves to the day before. Interesting child, that would be like a sort of double for the end, but I think it would probably be good. But let's just understand a little more further the difference between the two scenarios. The fact that Ha'adoma is good on all three heights, that is Mufush in the Mishnah. Right? There's no doubt about it. Whether the third three heights is good on wine isn't openly discussed anywhere in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, it's discussed by the Pesukim. And there are some who posit that it isn't good for the eved. Presumably, although they don't openly explain their logic, but presumably their opinion is that it's so far removed and so much changed from being a free height that free height on wine for the eved is not good. So there are those who hold that for the eved is not good. Therefore, the Kitzur advises us that as long as we still can, as long as we are personally able, let's try and correct ourselves. But if we can't, then for the eved we can rely on the opinions of all. It is good, being that topic brought up. Yeah.
I would have thought that the reason for saying it's not good from the lashon of the Mishnah. So I think it says something like on every eight you do whatever eight puts me na yain that you do whatever you get.
Okay, could be. So from the fact
it could means look, it's an exception. So don't do the eight, you have to do a getter.
Okay,
so what we have Abamina saying the Mishnah says specifically for this one you do this bracha, so that means the other
should. Yeah, in line with the implication that it's not good,
right,
and not good at all.
Right.
Even the
right.
Maybe. It could be the truth is that both points are true. That could be an indication in Hazar where we see that it's not true. I want to use the logic, why shouldn't it be true? It could be what I said. Both points one is much in the other.
But on the other hand also, if we can do it, right, okay, we do.
No. Because John Horace doesn't make any mention of doing that.
And by itself, we don't?
I don't think that you need to.
And the story you said it should be good.
But if you did, it would be good. It doesn't would be good if you did. The question is if you need to, and if perhaps it's better not, because...
That's my question. Is it better not to? Or so I'm eating an almond, and I do adama by mistake, but immediately I can do...
So that's what we're noting. The kids are moral. I don't think anybody advises that Tosfos Yedidim, you should correct yourself. And it could be that the reason is, I'm thinking, because this concept of Tosfos Yedidim,
for everybody ever does.
It's a thought, I'm going to use the word for the ever, but it's a sort of, it's a topic, actually. In the Gemara, in the Sukkot Gemara, it's a topic whether it works. And we rely on it, all brachos on the basis of the principle that Sophic brachos lock, or Sophic Ramon of the Kuda, we presume that your brother is good, now correct it, use the Tosfos Yedidim mechanism. But it could be unfortunate. At least the Tosfos Yedidim isn't good. Could even be a psychic. Could even be a psychic. A component in the Gemara says that it works. So it works, so why do we have to be cleverer than the Gemara? Could be just totally acting for us. Yes. We're coming back to the Ha'adamah. The Ha'adamah on the wine, presumably, the same way a Ha'adamah can be mostly a very free Ha'ayit. And according to this stuff, a very free Ha'ayit can be mostly a Hagotin. So, presumably, it follows the whole way through. Okay. So, it's done now very well known Ha'adamah. I'll call Dabor, Afilo al-Hapat val-Hayayin, on every item that there is, even bread and even wine, in Tor, Uber Shapot, Yachta. And that's the one that halacha, anything you make Shapot with the Emet, it works, it takes effect, and no further dropping is necessary. Okay, I haven't got too much to add to that thief. I want to move on to the coming thief in his head, his bone, and his eye, and have a look at some other slightly different scenarios of Tor in Brock. Now, there's the kitten in Sif Hei. Al-Balkin shil-e-tab-chila, Torah shil-e-tab-tik, ul-e-chavin, Allah-shul-e-borin. Although, initially, ideally, it is important that one should know right away before one begins the bracha, on what am I making the bracha. Before you begin the bracha, you're aware, it's a ha'ayit, it's a ha'adoba, it's a sha'ato, and you have that intent from the beginning of the bracha onwards. Mikom mokeh, but the evit in tol ve-chavon. And this can happen quite frequently, one's not fully focusing in when one begins the bracha. He goes to shalach at the other place. For example, somebody takes in his hand a cup, kesover shu yayin, with the thought in mind, that, excuse me, here we have a cup of wine, and we're going to make very free alokim. Uviri aldar shu yayin. So he goes, baruch atah Hashem, and they came to melech ha'olam. And then, when he needs to say the end of the bracha, then he takes a quick double check, and says, oh, you know, let's make sure we say the right bracha. The Kodesh Shalom, very good. So before he finishes off with the conclusion of the bracha, Nitzar Shulmai. Then he focuses in, he opens in on what's going on, and he says, "Hey, actually, it's not very good.
It's whiskey.
It's whiskey, or it's water, or it's shaker, or it's beer." The Kodesh Shachol Neivivori, and he finishes off Shachol Neivivori. Any sorry, laughter of the body. This bracha is a good, valid bracha. To be sure, told the Kavanah, because of a mistaken Kavanah, ain't sorry to laugh the voice. A mistaken Kavanah does not obligate me to repeat the bracha. So although at the time of the shame, which is the essential part of the bracha, one had a mistaken Kavanah, one thought one was going to finish off with both ground offers, that doesn't ruin the bracha. And one can finish off with the correct, assume the correct conclusion, and you are going to say the book. And says the Kishna, apology came, how much more so in top of Hades? What would be with a similar mistake the other way around? What does that mean? Shayot Tavur Shu Shekhar and Mahi. He starts out thinking it's a cup of whiskey. Rose cups, normally a whiskey. So we start out with a cup of whiskey. Ubirik Aldar Flemi Shahakul. That's what he thinks it is. And his intent, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, is to make the bracha Shachol Le'Ezor. The Kodesh Shalom Shachol, and before he finished off, Nitzar Shu Yayin. He remembers He takes note of what's going on. There's actually evidence. Hey, it's not a cup of whiskey, it's a cup of wine. The seer both for our weapon, and he finishes off with the correct conclusion both for our weapon, Shayyasa. Here he is most certainly guilty. This case is even better and even more obvious than he is guilty than the first case. Why? Because over here, at the time that he said the essential part of the bracha, the Sheva Shem, he had intent to say Shakon Yedivoro. Shakon Yedivoro is a good bracha, but he has on everything. So he has asked for a bracha that's good. Why not give him a Tachila bracha? But he has asked for a bracha that's good. So it's certainly good for the Eved. Shari Afide, one of the signs, if he had Kavanah HaYoyot. So the basic general cloud that's coming out from this thief is at any time that eventually somehow one lands up with the correct logic, with the correct Musaf HaBracha, even though one's intent at some stage of the bracha was not for the correct bracha, this doesn't matter. We are going, at least for the Eved, after the words that you have said, the words that you are mutzi mitiv, the actual words that you express from your mouth, that is what is prevail bottom line. And therefore, any incorrect kavanim are not ma'akiv for the end.
Seems to me that you don't need that sleep at all, because once you say totally divor words, and that's your right down mouth, you've actually said it out, and you can fix it. So this was makshava, how long should you be able to fix it at any time? Just think about it. It must be like that.
It doesn't have to be, it's a good shayla, but because it can be there, some situations are totally edible. Depending on where exactly the totally edible apply. Because there could be situations of totally edible, let's say, where you began the bracha with the correct cover, let's say, both prayer offering part. And you're going to make both prayer offering. And then what? So we have could have a situation of totally edible where we have the advantage of the fact that at the time of saying the Shem Hashem, which is the main purveyor of the bracha, you have the right intent. And then what happened to you was, that you simply had a slip of the tongue.
But that's not differentiation. There's no differentiation here.
Here, the chiddush, it's true there's no differentiation, but the chiddush of what's being said is that even if you had explicitly wronged Kavanah at the time of the Shem, that's the chiddush of what's being said. Now, in the scenario of Tzitzit Nibble, it doesn't have to be talking about that game. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. It could be you had the right Kavanah, you simply had a slip of the tongue, and then you can correct the slip of the tongue. You're right, then after we put all of the halachas together, then even when you had a wrong Kavanah at the beginning, and Tzitzit Nibble, you can still correct it. But that's what's created by knowing all the other things together. What's the drag is? I don't think it would practically be shite, because probably once you're going to have that little sip of the whiskey, even though it doesn't say that long, probably going to have passed 30 days evil. If it would be possible that you hadn't passed 30 days evil, could be the main principle correct. But so it's anyway, it's very short, so I don't know how technically it's going to get. How long is the trip able? Shall I go ahead for it? So, you know, how long does it take to say that? I don't know if you can even measure it on the stopwatch. Like,
for somebody that takes
some of you 1 second and 2 seconds.
For somebody that takes long time. So,
do we go? What do you want to know? If somebody has got a stutter.
Shalom myself expects. Shalom myself. This is everybody can say.
Everybody can say no problem at all. Yeah. That was probably we're following the Derek Hoyle of it in Shalom Allah for everyone. Not each person with the Inyon. Okay. So let's now move on to Zivot and look at some of the Inyon of the picture they do. So, says Zivot, a pivot is here, call our bracha, even if somebody finished the entire bracha for talk, mistaken. And she needs to come to the table with a ticket on the altar. But within those to the table, he reminded him of something and picked his brother up. To go, for example, Shalom has put his mind on Shefer. He took a cup of water or beer. Because someone shoot the eye thinking that it's white. Who good is both for Agoka? And he went ahead and he made the broth of both for Agoka. But he needs to come yard and right away he remembers Shumai or Shefer. That it's water or it's beer. The same Shalom in the forest. The cup points out on the rosin. This is what it sounds like. Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. Both for Agoven, Shakur Nevivor. Yosa. So that's a good rosin, and the serenity is Yosef. So as we have said, the shiur of Pesh Nevivor is these three words, Shalom Alech Arevi, which is pretty short, and it is measured from the end of the end of the last words that he said. He said both rounds often. So within the word Hagopin, you have the space out of three words, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, to change it to Shalom Nevivor. If we don't measure it, like some people might have thought, from the last correct word, which was Melech Ha'olam. No, we measure it. That would be very precise here with the second. We measure it from the last.
You have to be very quick.
It's very quick. It's really not a good thing. Not a lot of time to change.
If you think, what's the halakha now? You're out.
Plus, your wife will ask question, why are you staying so long, so often, so long?
If you say it,
then you're out.
You're out at the beginning. What do you say? That's it. You lose 20 pounds. That's it. Out of the gate. Yes. But once you go after the Kadesh Dibur, then that's it. You can't fix up your brocco. There's one interesting case which I thought the folks could speak about. What about the following situation? You spoke a lot about the both free Adon or both free Hayit. So somebody who made both free Adon or both free Hayit. He has a both free Hayit in front of him. He wants to make both, and mistakenly he makes both free Adon. Then he decides, which is unnecessary, that he's going to fix his brother up. And what's more, the Chacham, he went and he fixed it up a little bit too late. If he goes both free Adon, both free Hayit.
But that's what that's also
called. Oh,
that means I've got to make another
one. So now he has, not only he wants him to fix it up because it was too late, but he has a head tilt between his original brother and the eating. But I thought someone to say it's Lara Kiddush in the name of Rabbana that we don't consider this a head tilt. Since the words both free Hayit do have sort of shaitas over here, even though they're not needed and they don't work, it's still not full there. But the glory of all other fixing ups, definitely a good sub that they call the Hesse. One further point, which goes back to something we mentioned before, that this whole concept of being the sucking, they did all, that's a very well known concept and generally it always works, only helps us in brothels which are the Rabbon. Cannot be used in a brothel which is going on. Since the guy has accepted within his work, and he accepted it works on the basis of something drabon on the quiller, when we have a brothel de raita, it doesn't work.
What do you mean?
When we have a brothel de raita, quite an unusual situation. Only with the modern where one ate a today to be up. Since somebody's not concentrating what he's doing, he, instead of starting out and they came about it on Hazonis Ha'oil on Kulai, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and he came back to Ha'olam, throwing the Poshah's rabbis. And then he goes, Hazon Ha'olam Kulai. So then, no good. You've got to go back to the beginning and say, Hazon Baruch Atah Hashem, and he came back to Ha'olam, Hazon Ha'olam Kulai. Because you want to fix yourself up on the basis of the concept of Tosh Kadei Dibur. So we're explaining that Tosh Kadei Dibur only works for a brother which is the Rabbon. It doesn't work for a brothel which one is obliged in Midai Raita. So if you have eaten a Kadei Tzviya and you're benching is Midai Raita, then you have to go back. Let's just do really quickly the last thing, because I'd like to finish off this simon. So if not used to have Tosh Kadei Dibur, if one does not remember Tosh Kadei Dibur, so then, Soros Lavoros Nechodosh, Spirikot Shehakot, in the Rosh Mishnah Kodesh, there, he's continuing with his example, where you wrongly made Hagotet, should be Shehakot. So if you remember too late, fresh brothel. However, if he has a cup of beer in his hand, but he's also intending to go on to a cup of wine, he can go right away, get the wine, but he can up and drink a little bit. You can avoid having a brothel of Atolo over here. You can go right ahead and get the wine and drink it. You don't have a brothel of Atolo. Even if what happened was, he thought he had a cup of wine, he makes that open, he tastes a little bit, and he sees that it's actually not wine. But he basically only through tasting it he realizes that it's not wine, because not only does he hardly have to be evident. Nevertheless, he is not a hefsek to be evident. If the drinking, that tasting isn't called hefsek, you can go right ahead, get that wine you also had dark for, drink the wine, and avoid having had a brocha of a pollen. Then you go back to your sheikhor and make your brocha shakra. I will stop here. Just a brief announcement about the Seder during Hanukkah. Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday we'll have Shia. But Thursday and Sunday, no Shia. Back to regular schedule after Hanukkah. So have a family put on, so I'm going to be tied up. And some of them longer than many things don't work out for everybody. So Tuesday, Mr. Chair will have a share, but Thursday, Sunday, the sort of weekend, no chair will resume regular schedule after the conference.